Some people come here to a healing school and they walk out that door and they say, well, I don't feel any better than I did when I come in, so I didn't get nothing. And that's right. You didn't get nothing, did you? If you don't believe, if you'd have stayed with it, you'd have stayed with it. Lord, thank you. And have that intimate walk with God. That's the secret. The intimate walk with the Lord. Talking to Him, quoting His Word, and seeing Him do these wonderful things. 2 Peter chapter 2, 3 and 4. It says, therefore, for God did not even spare even the angels when they sinned. He threw them into hell in gloomy caves and darkness until the judgment day. Wow! How would you like to be stored up in a place for that waiting for the judgment day? You don't think you like that, do you, Lou? I don't even like the storage place He's putting them in. This is awful. But let's go to verse 5 and 6. Let's see what they say. And He spared not the old world, but He saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Wow. Verse 6 and 7. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, He condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Now, you talk to the ungodly today, you talk to the homosexuals, the perverts, the lesbians, and all that kind of stuff, and say, today, because of the blood of Jesus, you don't have to stay like that. You can accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. He will deliver you out of that, and He'll make you an awesome man or woman of God. He can clean you up. And people say, I like being a homosexual. I don't think I want to become a Christian. Besides that, God's a loving God. He would never hurt me. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, I hear it all the time. God would never hurt me just because I'm a homosexual. Oh, yeah, He will. He's going to give you a spanking that's beyond your wildest dreams. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now who knows what He's going to do to you to drive you to a point. And He may bring all kinds of sickness, disease. He may bring AIDS upon you. He may bring all kinds of diseases upon you. He may do everything in the world to try to bring you to Him before you die. And if you make that decision to come to Jesus before you die, you're going to be okay. If you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, but will God just let you die and go to hell without even trying to do anything? No, He's going to work on you. He's going to do everything He can. He don't want nobody to go to hell, does He? No human being. It's not in God's will for anybody to perish. And He'll do all kinds of things. He'll break your arm, break your back. He'll give you sickness and disease. He'll do everything that'll bring you to Him. But if you don't ever find Him and all that, besides all that sickness and disease and all those trials and tests, you still get to die and go to hell. But He ain't going to make it easy for you to go to hell, because He don't want you to go to hell. He wants you to go to heaven. That's what He wants. Wow. Next verse. But at the same time, God rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a good man who was sick of all the immorality and wickedness around him. Yes, Lot was a righteous man who was distressed by the wickedness he saw and heard day after day. Now just think, when Abraham was out there, whenever the Lord came by and said, I'm on the way to Sodom and Gomorrah, the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah has reached all the way to heaven. So he said, I'm on the way down there to check it out. And Abraham knew what it was like. He said, Lord, I know what that means when you say you're going down there. You're going to destroy it. He said, Lord, I know you're a righteous and holy judge. Would the righteous judge of the universe, would he destroy the wicked with the good? He said, Lord, what if I can find just 50 righteous men in that city? Will you destroy the wicked and the righteous together? And the Lord said, if you find 50, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 50. Well, Lord, now that I think about it, the place is pretty rotten. Maybe I can't find 50. What if I can just find 45? He said, Abraham, if you can find 45, I will not destroy the wicked for the benefit of the 45. Lord, what if I can only find 40? Well, he said, if you can find 40, I won't destroy it for the sake of the 40 righteous. He said, Lord, I realize that's a wicked place. How about 30, Lord? How about 30? He said, okay, if you can find 30, I won't destroy it for the sake of the 30. He said, Lord, the more I think about it, that place is really wicked. Lord, how about 20? This is a real scene. This happened, really happened, just exactly like I'm quoting it. And he says, okay, Abraham, if you can find 20 righteous people, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. He said, Lord, that place is really rotten. What if I can only find 10? He said, Abraham, if you find 10 righteous in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 10 righteous. Okay, he said, okay. Abraham thought, surely we can find 10. But they got over there, and how many did they find? Four righteous people. And just think, the angels told them, the minute the angels came into town and came into Lot's house, the men of the town began to knock down the doors. They wanted to have sex with these men. Men having sex with men. Perverted people. And they wanted these men. And so the angels blinded them so they couldn't see. And so they begin to grope around. They can't see now. And so the angels tells Lot, take your wife and your two daughters and get out. Go, because we can do nothing until you are in safety. Boy, that speaks realms to me, doesn't it, you? The Lord ain't going to destroy this mess till we're gone, right? He ain't going to destroy. I'm telling you what, when he tells us in there, in the scripture, in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, I believe it is, I will deliver you out of my wrath. I think it's 1 Thessalonians 1:10, I think. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Is that good? Is that good news? The King is going to deliver us from the wrath to come. So that means we don't have to go through it, do we? Yeah, I'm delivered from the wrath to come. Now, if you want to stay and go through the tribulation period, that's okay. You can stay if you want to. But me and Cheryl's on the first boatload out, or airplane ride, or whatever it is. We're out of here. We're not hanging around to go through the wrath to come. I don't mind missing the wrath to come. Do you, Joseph? I'm going to go because the Lord told me he's going to deliver me out of the wrath to come. Are you going to go with me when that happens? Are you going to go into rapture? Yes, I'm going into rapture. I'm not going to be left behind, that's for sure. It says, he was a righteous man who was distressed by the wickedness he saw and heard day after day. When the angels told him to get out, go to the out into the mountains, and Lot said, Lord, I can't go out into the mountains. If I go out there, I will surely die. I've been raised up in the city. You know, that's what's going to happen to a bunch of us. We've been raised up in the city, and we can't make it in the country. You know that? There's a lot of people today, never raised a garden, never had to go hunt their food. They ain't going to make it if they're left behind. They're going to die because they ain't going to be able to get out there and dig. And they don't know how to work. There's a lot of people today, I'm not talking about just young people, but there's a lot of people today don't know how to work. We have never taken our children and taught them how to raise a garden or raise animals or nothing. I mean, most of them have no idea how to kill a calf or a goat and cook it. They will starve to death and all kinds of food all around them. That's where we are. I mean, they know, the kids today know how to do this. Y'all know what that means? Yeah, they know how to run them little deals, you know, and watch the TV deals run all over the place. They know how to do that. But that won't feed you. You know, that won't do it. You know, you got to learn how to be a man or a woman and get out there and do something. But anyway, when the Lord told him there, even though he's a righteous man, and he told him to get out and go to another city, I mean, go to another country, and he said, I can't do it. Let me go over to Zoar, a little city. They said, okay, we'll let you go over there, and we won't destroy that city because you're in it. Now, that little city was the only one out of all those in those plains that existed after that, wasn't it? Only one little city. And the reason it lived and did was not destroyed because Lot, a righteous man, one righteous man, and his daughters were there. Now, unfortunately, the wife was not submissive. She was not submissive to her husband. And she was told by the angels not to look back. If you hear the blast, whatever you do, don't look back. But she gets out there on that hill, and whenever they're going up there and they hear that first nuclear blast go off, she turns to see what happened. And what happened to her? Immediately she turned to a pillow of salt. Wow. When God says something, does he mean business? You better pay attention to the word. I mean, all these things in here are examples for you and me. If God said it, somebody said, God would never destroy Lot's wife. Oh, yes, he did. It's written in the word, isn't it? It is in the word of God. Lot's wife was turned to a pillow of salt because of her disobedience. That was sin. Verse 9 and 10. So you see, the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even while punishing the wicked right up until the day of judgment. You know, if God wanted to, he could bring the tribulation upon this world. If he wanted us to stay here, we could still live in air-conditioned comfort right here. You know that? You know, God knows how to do that, doesn't he? Sure. I mean, it'd be no problem. He can do whatever he wants to. But I don't care how he does it. I just know that he promised us to deliver us from the wrath to come. Is that right? So if God promised to deliver us from the wrath to come, Tom, I ain't going through it. Are you? God made you and me a promise, didn't he? We're going to hold him accountable to that, aren't we? Yes, Lord, you said it, Lord, and he can't lie, can he? No, sir, he cannot. He is especially hard on those who follow their own evil, lustful desires. Ooh, he is especially hard on those. I don't want to be one of those guys, do you? He is especially hard on those who follow their own evil, lustful desires and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at the glorious ones without so much as trembling. Well, that's, wow, these people are, he's going to be especially hard on those. Verse 11 and 12. But the angels, even though they are far greater in power and strength than these false teachers, they never speak out disrespectfully against the glorious ones. These false teachers are like unthinking animals. Now, he's talking about these false teachers that are coming in the church. These guys are in the church today. He says, and these false teachers are like unthinking animals. They're creatures of instinct who are born to be caught and killed. They laugh at the terrifying powers they know so little about, and they will be destroyed along with them. Think about these guys that are bringing Christendom into their churches. If you were to hear that some of these pastors that are doing these kind of things, something happened to them, and say they're young guys. A lot of these guys are young, you know, 40, 50 years old, and all of a sudden they have a massive heart attack and die instantly. Or some of these guys that are leaders of the Christendom movement into the churches, if a lot of those pastors start dying, is that going to tell us something? That tells us the Word is very true, isn't it? Because that's what the Word says is going to happen to them, right? I can't even imagine them doing that. Verse 13 and 14, their destruction is their reward for the harm they have done. They love to indulge in evil pleasures in broad daylight. They are a disgrace and a stain among you. They revel in deceitfulness while they feast with you.
You've been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Walk Uprightly, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.